Hello, this is Shane Nemo. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 650. I like those big round numbers. They tell you that I'm going places. I'm doing things. At least I'm yakking like crazy. And if that makes you guys excited, happy, whatever, enjoy. That's mostly for the entertainment value. If you get any insights out of it, that's just wonderful. Glad to hear it. Oh my gosh, you know, I started this thing right back because I had something in mind, but now all of a sudden it's fled me completely. Pardon me. Golly, what was I thinking about? I don't remember. Ugh. How am I supposed to live this sort of life when I can't remember any of these, the things I was going to talk about? I'm going through a part of New Mexico that I really like. This is the area around Mora, New Mexico. Beautiful territory, great place to go and just look at the beautiful scenery. There's trees, there's grass. These are kind of not quite alpine meadows, but getting closer to it. Beautiful territory. And you have to kind of take advantage of that when you get the chance. I live in a somewhat interesting place, I have to tell you honestly. I don't live near Mora. I kind of wish I did, but my wife doesn't want to do that. She's found her house. She's found her place. It's in a city that I think is, you know, I would like to get out of town. Maybe someday I'll be able to, but it certainly looks like that I really shouldn't. I guess. I don't know. My wife's going to want to live in the house that we're in forever. And I guess I'm impatient. Because I really want to get to a better circumstance. At least a more honest one. Well, it's more fitting of the place that we're living in. You know, I'm really grateful for my job. My job gives me wonderful opportunities that I normally would never, ever get. And I'm thankful for that. I get to travel a little bit, and I enjoy the traveling, sitting around my office, kind of waiting for the phone to ring, doing things like that. It just puts me to freaking sleep. I hope I have my stopwatch. Let me check to make sure I do. I do, thank you. I've got to make sure I can provide for people's needs up here. I've got a wonderful job. So I wish it paid more, sure. I mean, it'd be great if it paid more. I'm trying to get my life so that it costs a little bit less. Tricky issue. I think we've gotten our utilities down about as low as they can go without just turning them off completely and, you know, living in kind of the shell of what could have been. I don't know if we could affect much on food. I've got a pretty good life. I shouldn't be complaining, honestly, when it gets down to it. I really shouldn't complain. I've got a wonderful wife that kind of likes the same kind of lifestyle that I do. We don't get on to each other about sex, things are too dirty, or or that somebody's a clean freak, or stuff like that. I was, I don't know if I talked about this before in the whole concept of child-centeredness, but to step back from child-centeredness for 1 minute and to talk more about having the life you want to have, finding circumstances that you're compatible with. And I've pretty much got that. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm getting ready to go up to Coyote Creek. It's a state park in New Mexico. Really inexpensive for a guy like me. It only costs $10 a night. And marvelous, marvelous, marvelous place. And I get to do some fun stuff I don't normally do. I'm trying to save money, because the more money I can save for other things, the more other things I get to do. And I don't mind camping. I don't mind people would say roughing it. Oh, you're roughing it. You go, no, I'm not roughing it at all. What are you talking about? I've got everything I could possibly need. I've got food. I've got shelter. I can travel to my next destination. The state parks even have showers. And I take advantage of that whenever I get a chance. Fun stuff. So, like I said, I've got a pretty wonderful life. It suits me really well. And I've got a job that comes to me, you know, pretty darn freaking easily. I don't have to put forth a lot of effort to get food on the table. And, you know, I get kind of, you know. I want to get my wife in the same circumstance where she doesn't have to work very hard. You know, she puts forth a ton of effort. And I'd love to come up with ways so she doesn't have to. And, you know, she can... she can live more of the life that I live. Of course, I try, you know. When I come home, I try to make circumstances more pleasant for her. Anyway, so... I guess that's what this whole episode is going to be about. It's about, boy, do I have a wonderful life. Why shouldn't I just be content with it? Now, I don't mean just doing what I do now and then just kind of farting around the rest of the time. You know, I really do want to have a nice, you know, I want to be able to share things with other people, and I think when you're content, it's so much easier to be able to do that. To be able to think about other people and think about their problems, their concerns, and what they need. Do we have a lot of excess? No, I wouldn't say that we have a lot of excess. I would love to get our circumstances down to where I think they would be more stable. I'm living with a few circumstances that I'd like to change, but they aren't horrible. They aren't horrible circumstances. I'd like to get a cistern and get my water supply up. I'd really like to have a good water supply available to take care of me and my family. I would like to, in many ways, take care of my heating circumstance differently. I'd love to talk my wife to kerosene. She wrinkles up her nose because it's too darn hard. She doesn't want to mess with it. And I guess I understand in a way, but it'd be great if she gave it a shot. Ha. Anyway, so what's that? It's okay. You're never gonna have a perfect circumstance. There's always going to be some opposition in all things, and that's not a bad thing. All right. Well, This thing was really wasn't about anything, was it? Except Jay shooting the breeze about how wonderful his life is. I am to the Mora turnoff. I'm not going to Sapeel. I am going to go to Mora. I think most of the rest of these guys are going on to Rosiana. And I'm going on to Ladoo and places like that. Nope, all these people are turning with me. Oh, jeez. They're all probably going to the same place I'm going. Wow, what a rotten situation. Anyway, when I get this campground, during the winter, for some reason, they've gotten to the point to where they just shut down those outside bathrooms, so I can't use them. I used to use them way into winter and way early in the spring. This is the first time I've really camped out this season, which is weird, because usually I will have camped out several times before June. You know, May I would have camped out a lot. It mostly has to do with travel. I haven't overnighted much. It's been kind of quiet. And, I'm hoping that they have a different policy than they used to have. It used to be from 7 to 7 it was shut down, which was bad because, you know, those are some pretty good, you know. I would just as soon wake up really early and go take a shower really early and get off than having to hang around and kind of wait in line for a whole bunch of people that want to take showers, you know, later on. You have to kind of wait your turn anyway. I've never really had a lot of problem doing that, because oftentimes if I get a feeling, you know, the first time I hit a place, I just go ahead and take a shower anyway, even though my plan is that I'm going to hike around a bit, you know, enjoy myself, have some fun anyway. So I'm kind of hoping they have better policies. I think they're somewhat set by whoever's kind of in charge of that state park during that time. And we'll find out that, anyway. We'll find out. It'll probably be the same old thing as it was before. These things don't tend to change particularly. Whoa! I'm probably going too fast down this road. Kind of windy. I've got a car that's got pretty good suspension, so I'm not too concerned. All right. There's nothing much to talk about. This is Jay. We're just about getting into Mora on our way to Taos, or actually on the way to Taos. I'm not going to overnight in Taos. I'll overnight in Mora. But actually kind of halfway between Mora and Taos. So I'll claim Taos as being my destination. And that's pretty much it. This is Jay Nemro. Oh, guy, everybody's following me. What is it with these people? Of course, I'm following some guy ahead of me, but I'm not following them. I've got a road to be on. Anyway, I guess all the locals take this road. The other road serves a whole different purpose. Really, I don't care about particularly. Anyway. Jay Nemro, this is episode number 650, kind of going nowhere, leading to nowhere. I hope you have a life like I do. I hope you can get that. At the ripe old age of now 41, so I've had this job for 3 years. I had this job before I turned 30. I mean, turned 40. So I've had a pretty blessed existence for quite some time here. It's given the wonderful opportunity to do this podcast, to think about other things besides just money. Money, 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 money. I don't really have to think about money too much. And, it'd be great to have a little bit more, but if I had a little bit more, how much more would my job be demanding of me and to be demanding of my time? And I don't, and that's not interesting to me. Anyway, I'd like to make a few changes around the house to make things a little bit less expensive, but yet still give my wife what she needs. have to think about that. This is Jay Nemro, episode number 650, ending this for probably the third or fourth time, giving it up. This is Jay Nemro. Have a great day.